This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. And is the chattering class calling for the poor to organize? The darn poor. They're so exasperating. They won't get jobs when there are no jobs to be gotten. They won't simply abandon their children when there is no daycare they can afford or place to put them. They still want to eat even when they don't have enough money for food. They won't get off the streets just because they don't have homes. Perhaps worse, some believe they'll always be with us. And now, some in the chattering class are calling for the poor to rise up and organize and do something about this inequality problem that the rich insisted successfully for so many years was the only way to go. Alec McGillis, a political reporter for ProPublica, recent author and former reporter for the Washington Post and the New Republic, writing about the paradox of poor areas voting for politicians who want to sock it to them and the Democratic Party's loss of the white working class, especially in rural areas, asked the question in an opinion piece in the New York Times. So where does this leave Democrats and anyone seeking to expand and build lasting support for safety net programs such as Obamacare? His answer, so to speak, is a stab in the dark, more a prayer than a wish. He says, for starters, it means redoubling efforts to mobilize the people who benefit from the programs. This is no easy task with the rural poor. Not helping matters in this regard is the decline of local institutions like labor unions. Then, rather than actually spelling out how poor people in general or in rural areas where it's even harder are going to get this organizing and mobilizing done, he shifts to a second answer of sorts that has to do with reducing the resentment that those slightly higher on the income ladder feel toward dependency in their midst. He concludes his lengthy piece with the conclusion that if fewer people need the safety net to get by, the stigma will fade and low-income citizens will be more likely to re-engage in their communities, not least by turning out to vote. Like I said, he's clueless and reduced to wishes and prayers, hopes and dreams, but worse, he seems to be blaming the poor for the resentment others might feel about them, and in some convoluted and crazy way, saying miraculously, if there are less of them needing benefits, then others will hate them less, and then somehow low-income folks will come out of the shadows and vote. Unbelievable. The nation has decimated the welfare population since Bill Clinton's presidency, but now, almost 20 years later, there's no fading of resentment. Heck, politicians are still targeting the ones that are left and moving on after the working poor and seeing if they can take away their food stamps to boot. Vote. Heck, if people mobilize and organize, you better hope they stumble on voting as a program. Even esteemed sociologist and well-known author William Junius Wilson seems confused about all of this. Earlier in the Times, he was quoted saying, "Unfortunately, no one has organized for these poor people. There is not a mobilization of political resources among the poor." When I first read it, I said, right on. Look, Professor Wilson is advocating that the poor organize. About frickin' time. Then I read it more carefully. What does he mean, organize for these people, these poor people? Is he thinking about calling Ghostbusters or somebody to go advocate for the poor? Like McGillis, he seems to want to see redoubling efforts to mobilize the poor who benefit from the programs, meaning poor people. Wilson wants there to be a mobilization of political resources among the poor. But is he blaming the poor for not mobilizing their own political resources, like McGillis was blaming them for calling resentment down upon themselves? Or is he asking for someone somehow to get the poor moving, like McGillis is hoping maybe the Democrats will shake off their doldrums and do? Hey, don't get me wrong. These guys are guys that know better, and the times are hard, and at least they're trying to say the right thing and calling for organization of the poor, which makes them special and super in my book, even though they both seem hopelessly confused about what that might mean and how it might be done. Look, I know quite a bit about the ways and means of organizing and mobilizing the poor, and the one thing I can guarantee is that it will not reduce resentment. And when they start voting and winning, the wrath of the powers that be will be called down upon them, and then Wilson, McGillis, and others like them had better not be in the long chorus line claiming they are asking for the right things, just not going about it in the right ways, but they better be in the amen section. In the meantime, they and others who understand there has to be an organization of and by the poor need to put some money and muscle where their mouths are. There are plenty of people ready and able to see the job done, but it takes more than wishes and prayers, hopes and dreams to make it happen. Believe me. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.